أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you for continuation of our series concerning the tafsir of the last juz amma. And today, inshallah, we have a new surah, which is Surah Al-Adiyat. Surah Al-Adiyat, those that run. Surah Al-Adiyat, surah number 100. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. للسورة العاديات سورة نمبر 100 للسورة is a Meccan surah, i.e. it been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his migration from Mecca to Al-Madina. Surah Al-Adiyat, in general, it talks about those that run, the camels or the horses that goes in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the surah, it goes to talk about the nature of a human being in general, to being ungrateful to Allah. And after this, the surah comes to affirm the belief of the day of judgment and the resurrection after death. So basically, this is the subject of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحًا. وَبَي العاديات, the steeds that run, فالموريات ضبحا, striking sparks of fire. فالمغيرات صبحا, and scoring to the right by dawn. فأثرن به نقعا, and they rise a dust. فوسطن به جمعا, and then trade forward. Into the midst. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily, man to his Lord is ungrateful. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And verily he is witness to that fact. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And verily, he is in so much a love for wealth and money أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور Knows he not that when the countenance of the graves are powder force, وحصل ما في الصدور, and that which in the breast shall be made known. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ Verily, that day the Lord will be well acquainted with them. The general tafsir of this surah, that here in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by al-adiyat, those that run, regardless if you say the camels or the horses, and will be more proper to say horses. They run for what? They run for Sabilillah. So due to the great cause that these camels or these horses going forth for the carrying the people for Hajj, or that carrying the Mujahideen in the battlefield, due to this is a noble cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is swearing by such kind of deed that carried out by the horses and the horsemen. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the horses due to the fact that they're going for jihad, so what about the people who are in the horses? Their job is more greater than the transportation or the means, which is the horses. Or that if Allah is swearing by the camel due to going to Arafah and to Mina and all these places to carry the pilgrimage, what about the people who are riding upon the camel? Indeed, the more value. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by al-adiyat, those that run. And he said al-adiyat, babaha. And this is the sound that you hear in their chest as a result of the running so fast. Even the breath, even the sound of the chest of the horse, Allah had mentioned it in the Quran. And this shows you when that a person is in a noble cause, that everything is appreciated, even the sweat, not only your money that you give it in donation, not your time, your sweat is value, your blood is been value, everything that you doing it fi sabilillah, for obeying Allah, doing what's pleasing to Allah, it became recorded and been honored and respected and appreciated by Allah. Even the foot steps, the striking of this feet of this animal, causing sparks, is mentioned in the Quran. This shows you again how noble is the cause, and whenever you are in a noble cause, everything is recorded, appreciated. And the Mughirat, the one who attack, roll on the enemy, but they do it, they raid them in the morning after Fajr. Why? This what was the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he go for Ghazwa, when he reaches there to the city or the town, he will camp there and wait. Early in the morning, if he heard the adhan, he doesn't raid those people, because this became like a landmark or a sign that those people are Muslims. As a result of this, they up for the prayer, they calling the adhan, they announcing that Allah is the greatest. Otherwise, if you don't hear the adhan, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will make his salah, and after this he will raid this country or this state or city or village. Al-Mughirat, those who attack and raid and invade the enemies, the kuffar. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning again, فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَى. Allah is talking about the dust turned to be almost like clouds, comes as a result of the running of these horses and the horsemen on top of them, and they have no aim except to be in the middle of the battlefield fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from a distance, not on the edge, but in the middle, in the midst of the kuffar. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by all this fact, the horses, the sound of the horses, the striking and the sparks they cause as a running, the dust and the dirt that became like clouds in the air, Allah came to state a fact. What is the fact that Allah is swearing on it? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Indeed, mankind, to his Lord, Almighty Allah, is ungrateful. He only remember the calamity, but he doesn't remember the favor and the blessings of Allah. Easy to complain, but little to appreciate. This shows you the nature of the human being in general, especially the kafir. Ungrateful, using Allah's favor or Allah's blessings for turning away from Allah. In addition to this, another characteristic of man in general, he's in total love, so much love for the world. It's by nature mankind, they love wealth. But Muslims are different. In what sense? They are not so concerned about money, they don't live for money. So there is a difference between having money or loving wealth and so deep in love with wealth. The general is a major difference between a Muslim and non-Muslim. He said, لحب الخير لشديد, so much deep love with wealth. And instead of this, being ungrateful, being so deep in love with wealth, why you don't reflect and think about your ending? Why you don't come to the knowledge and to understanding that this life too will come to end? And these people who are under the ground, they will be brought out. Will man think and reflect in that time and stop being ungrateful and running day and night only to get the money? Think about when you be resurrected, and the same way the earth will be bringing out everything in it, also the chest of mankind will be bringing out all the secrets and the hidden things. What was hidden? People could not see it, which is the intention, the iman or the kufr, the hypocrisy, whatever it is that is hidden from people will be brought out. So men will be brought out of their graves, and the hidden and the secret things that in the heart that been hidden in the chest from mankind will be exposed and brought out. If mankind start to think about resurrection and think about the secrets will be known, I will be in display in that day, this will stop him to be ungrateful to his Lord and stop him to be so deep in love of this dunya. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that day is well acquainted with them and what they used to do and what they hiding. Observe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted with our action even before we do it. Allah doesn't have to wait until the day of judgment to know about our secret. But manifestation, the brought out of this hidden thing and the reward or the punishment will be done in that day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already well acquainted with us, but in that day will be something else addition to the knowledge, which will be the reward or the punishment of what is hidden in the chest. This Surah Al-Adiyat, which is Surah 100, the Meccan Surah, which is consist of 11 verses. Inshallah, one time more we'll recite the surah and we'll come to end of the tafsir of this surah inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. إن شاء الله. If anybody have any question related to the surah, please ask. And with this we come to end of the tafsir of the surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Subhakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.